Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, today we're going to be talking about a great summer camp that's coming up for kids. There are so many summer camps happening here around the region, but there's one, hopefully, that will catch the attention of some of our listeners. And to tell us more about it is Amber Carroll, County Extension Agent, 4-H and Youth Development. Welcome, Amber.
Thank you.
Well, 4-H, I think some of us, when we think of 4-H, we think of, you know, those farm kids who go out there out in the valley and they're raising cattle and hay bales. So let us know what 4-H is. I think it's developed far beyond that.
4-H has developed in the many years that it has come. 4-H is now involving robots. We have some students building robots in the county. We have photography projects. We have projects to go to your companion animals where your backyard dogs are now being trained to do leadership stuff with you, like nursing home stuff like that, as service dogs. We have rockets. We have photography. We have all kinds of different projects that they're doing. We have some shooting sports in the county where they're doing archery. They're doing a little bit of shotgun, rifle, and stuff like that. So it has come far beyond just the farming and agriculture part that it has that stigma of. It's come far beyond that.
So what are the four H's?
It stands for head, health, heart, and hands. So it involves everything around you and everything within your community from the local to the state level.
So the Texas AgriLife Extension has a STEM summer camp. And in case people, maybe they've heard the word STEM before, but they're not familiar with what it stands for. It's an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. And this probably upon its face would people might think this is a camp for nerds. But STEM really encompasses a whole lot more than let's get together and study algebra. Let's get together and, you know, open a computer and see what's inside. So tell us about the STEM summer camp that's going to be coming up in July.
What we're going to have is we're going to have a camp that is going to encompass everything from science, the technology, the engineering, and the math. But we're going to have hands-on learning for these youth that come to the camp. We're going to teach them about some environmental stuff, some environmental stewardship. They're going to build some rockets. They're going to learn about water conservation and water in our area. They're going to learn about some solar stuff, build some solar pumps, some solar fountains. They're also going to be able to go fish. They're going to be able to learn about fishing stewardship in our area. We're going to do a catch and release day with the Escondite Fishing Club, where they're able to do those catch and release things. And we're going to have a horticulture day when we're going to be in the community garden, where they're going to be able to learn about some of the horticulture and aspects that go into that, but also encompass that science, technology, engineering, and math, which they really won't know that they're learning those STEM activities, because it is going to be a fun camp for them to learn. Some of the other stuff that we're going to allow them to do is we're going to allow them to explore things that they like. It's going to build self-confidence. We're going to have some leadership every day. We're also going to touch on nutrition aspects each day, and they're going to be able to keep a nutrition log, and they will be able to also take home different things each day that they have learned and that they will be able to take home to their family. On Saturday, we're going to have a family fun day. We're going to do a family food challenge, and we're going to allow those youth that have attended all week to be able to show their family, their parents, their siblings, what they have created all week, what they have learned all week. And then we're going to have a little food challenge for them to try to teach their parents some of the fun, nutritious things that they've done all week. And then we're going to allow them to swim while we're there.
Now, this camp is going to be for students ages 9 to 12. And I think this is probably the perfect age to get the kids into these kind of activities, because I know that once kids usually get beyond the age of 12, right around that time is when I guess their interests start to diverge. And if they haven't really been exposed to math or to science and to the really exciting things that it entails, they're probably not going to gain any interest in it in the future when they're going to be deciding their careers.
Right. Right. You know, every day I think there's a 4-H member that comes up to me and says, Amber, I didn't realize that there was so much math or so much engineering involved in agriculture or in science for that matter. And it opens their mind to, you know what our teachers are teaching in class can be used in real world applications. And then they kind of learn what they really want to do with their life. And it's a very instrumental time in their life to learn.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. And that's the whole basis of the STEM education is project-based learning. And it's really not just having lessons and lesson plans and going through the motions of that. It's solving problems. It's coming together. It's putting together critical thinking skills together to solve a problem. And that's really the entire portion to the camp. As a mom with young children, you also realize that summer break is really long too. and to keep your kids engaged and to keep them learning and to keep them going, because it's a proven fact when the kids leave school in June, they get back to school in September, they've lost a lot of information mm-hmm. that they've learned. If you're not constantly reading and engaging your kids, they fall behind and they have to start back up. So it's almost, this kind of teeter-tottering back forth. Really what this week-long camp is really doing is not so focused on we're going to teach you all of these things in X, Y, and Z. It's like we're going to have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be out at the Escalante Park. Pavilion's going to be our home base for that, but we're going to venture out into this entire area that we have to be able to explore that park. It's also going to include a nature walk and healthy, fun, active activities as well, because the purpose of this is really bringing all of our extension disciplines all together. So that's horticulture, that's 4-H with the youth leadership component. It's natural resources where our ag and our entomologist programs are in. It's our health and nutrition agents that are doing all of this in the community. What we're doing is bringing all of these efforts together for one client, and that's going to be the youth component that we have to be able to showcase exactly what we do and how this is replicated. We have a lot of interest in people right now that are, all of these farm to fork methods and where their food's coming from and where are we going and is this healthy and is this not? Well, you know what? Extension's been doing that before it was trendy. I mean, food preservation, growing your own vegetables, how to be able to do this, how to engage the youth. We've been doing that for over 100 years. So we're not trending on that aspect. We've always done it, but it's lined up to our project-based learning with our STEM curriculum.
Well, and it's been shown that students will learn more and retain more when they do the hands-on learning.
Definitely.
And when you have these groups, it's so much different than the in-class projects because of the lack of funding at most of the schools now. The hands-on aspect of the learning has gone away. And what this is going to allow is let them get their hands dirty, let them build their own rockets to where they learn that through the hands-on learning and they can retain more of that information.
And I kind of like how this workshop kind of covers everything, because there might not be some students who are really interested in building a rocket. You know, maybe they're not really engineering inclined. Maybe they're more environmentally inclined. Maybe they want to know what they want to do to preserve water. So even though they might not necessarily, totally get into the whole building rockets thing, they'll at least familiarize themselves with that. So in case something comes up in the future that, maybe will re-spark that interest, they'll sort of fall back on what they learned and had fun with at the camp.
Right. And that's why each day we're doing something different so that mm-hmm. they can explore those different areas. But it still keeps it within our community, what's going on within our area, especially at the Escalante Park.
So the STEM camp is going to be taking place July 13th through July 18th. And there are pretty much only 4 hours, right? 8 a.m. to noon.
Yes, sir.
And so let us know that first day, it's called Growing Up Green Garden Day. That's a Monday. What might some of the kids be doing on that camp?
Well, that'll be the day when they're at this kind of the teaching and vegetable garden. So that'll be myself and our master gardener volunteers. What they'll do is the kids are broken up into teams because they have their leadership activity. And then they'll visit all these different gardening stations within the vegetable gardening area. They'll be able to learn about what plants need, how photosynthesis works, and then on top of all of that, they're going to get to be involved in a vegetable tasting project where they're able to taste vegetables without knowing what they are so much. It's going to be a blindfold
taste. That's probably
tasted.
The best,
Exactly. Then they have to rank them on their order of preference and then see exactly which ones they liked, and then they'll find out what it is that they're eating. So the vegetables that they'll be eating are directly from the garden itself, so they'll actually see the plant growing in the ground. They'll be able to taste that. So to make those connections out there in the garden is going to be really, really important for them, and it's going to be really fun. We'll also have our nutrition educators out there talking about the nutritional benefits of eating these vegetables and what's actually in there. You know, so we'll talk about all the different vitamins or the fiber or exactly what's part of that to be able to make sure to have a healthy eating and dynamic on there. So the Master Gardeners do a great job hosting a lot of different field trips out there. Every spring, this will be one type of that to be able to dedicate the entire morning of the first day of the camp to be able to lend itself to the horticulture. Everything else throughout the camp is going to build on what they learned that first day in the garden.
So that second day is going to be about water. What are some of the activities around that Tuesday activity?
For Tuesday, what we're going to have is the El Paso Water Utilities Tech H2O group is going to come out. We're going to talk about some of the water stewardship, about pouring chemicals, stuff like that, onto the ground that goes into our water table, which ends up in our water supply. They're going to be able to build some aquifers and stuff like that. And it's also going to tie into the transpiration, evaporation stuff in the garden. So that's going to pull from the Monday day. And then they're going to do some water relays and some fun stuff like that on Tuesday.
And that Wednesday is about solar energy.
Yeah, for Solar Day, we're going to actually, we're teaming up with Renew El Paso Group, and this is a solar energy group out there. And what they're going to do is we're going to talk about solar energy and harnessing that energy in the Sun City to be able to get that solar energy for use and to be sustainable and to look at all of the math that's involved in that and the engineering concepts for that. At each one of these days that we have, the kids will be able to have a take-home project that they either started at the camp or they'll be able to take that on throughout the entire summer, for the rest of their summer. So for Solar Energy Day, we're very, very proud to say that Renew El Paso Group is going to provide them with a solar pump and water fountain feature that they'll be able to make at the camp itself. So they'll actually see the pump working, how the solar panel is harnessing that energy from the sun to be able to man that pump, to be able to get that water trickling on there. So they'll be able to take that home with them.
The equivalent of turning on a light bulb with a potato.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. They'll be able to see that and take that with them. So every day they'll be able to have something with them. They'll have a cucumber seedling that they'll be able to take home on the first day. Everything gets logged into their camp journals that they'll have to be able to record their observations. That really extends beyond the 1 week that they'll be with us in our camp, and it really take them on to the rest of their summer.
Well, this sounds like a really exciting camp. Again, it's happening July 13th through July 18th, 8 a.m. to noon each day at the Escarata Park Pavilion on Delta. And Amber, let us know what people need to do if they want to register their kids.
To register, you need to be registered by June 30th. You can call our office to get a registration packet, and that's 915-860-2515. We will also have the registration packet online on our website. It's elp.tamu.edu. You will be able to print everything off from there, and then you can fill it out and send it into our office, or you can drop it off at the office. Again, the registration deadline is June 30th, so we need to have that in by that day.
And the number again to call is 860-2515. You can also visit elp.tamu.edu. The information's also on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And we've been talking with Amber Carroll, County Extension Agent 4-H and Youth Development. We want to thank you so much for coming in to tell us more about this great summer camp.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We want to thank Belinda Fernandez, our engineer for today, and we want to thank you for listening. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.